Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So Justin Trudeau is admitting that politicians are more hated than ever. And of course, we all know why. That's because our politicians are more corrupt and two-faced and have never had such disdain for the people than they're displaying now. But Trudeau won't admit that. No. What does Trudeau blame all the resentment towards politicians on now? Climate change? That's right. Here he is in clip 7.
I'm just wondering, what do you think is behind the rise in threats that politicians are facing?
We've been through a lot.
He's corrupt.
As a country, as a world, over these past years.
Yeah, obviously, you lied to
the pandemic.
You lied about that.
Increasing anxiety because of climate change.
You lied about that,
transformations
too.
Of our economy.
You lied about that.
Rise in mental health and addiction problems, particularly with the opioid crisis that has been ravaging communities.
You
right
caused that by colluding with Big Pharma.
It's a lot of pressure on a lot of people, and unfortunately,
so we resent you for it.
There are no easy solutions.
Yeah, you leave.
For all these challenges we're facing.
Yeah, there is an easy one. You get out.
It's going to take hard work. It's going to take people.
Not really. You just
leave. To each other. It's going to take orders of government stepping up. And
oh, more government. Oh, I love that. Pause that one. Oh, we need more government. Justin Trudeau, there's never been more disdain for the government. What do you think the answer is? We need more government. And everything he just said is the very reasons. They lied about COVID. They lied about climate change. They gave Big Pharmaceutical more power than they've ever had. They did all of that. They lied to us about all of it, and we know it now, and we don't like you for it. But what is his solution? Well, you need to give me more power. No, you just need to get the hell out. You just need to leave us alone. You just need to go disappear, crawl into a hole, and everything will be just fine. I mean, it's no secret, folks. The quickest solution to saving America is getting rid of the Democrat Party, removing all Democrats from positions of power. This country will surge overnight. Now, you're going to have to deal with the cowardly Republicans, too, but they're not the ones sabotaging the country. They're just a bunch of wussbags. But let's continue here with Trudeau.
Hard work. It's going to take people listening to each other. It's going to take orders of government stepping up and delivering for people. And it's a time for responsibility.
No, we don't want government. We're sick of government.
It's time for people to look to assuage fears and angers, to respond with a positive vision of the future.
No, you use fear and anger.
So people are
to control
hurting.
People.
People are hurting because of
because
all
of you.
They're going through.
Because
and
of you.
To make sure that the message.
People are hurting because of you.
A country, and not just political leaders, but community leaders, institutions, are focused on supporting each other.
All right.
Canada
That's
made
enough.
It through.
Is that Fidel Castro's son? Fidel Castro's other son, Ted Cruz. He's actually getting it right. He's actually understanding that the government is the problem and we need less of it. So here's Ted Cruz in a candid moment discussing corruption and the solution with the FBI in clip 14.
I wanted to say thank you so much for all you're doing to fight for Herschel Walker and his good faith back to Senate. And I just think it's so important that you guys are actually taking on all those IRS agents.
Absolutely.
But I think it's imperative that you really have to defund the FBI after all the witch hunts that are going on.
It is horrific, the abuse of power at the FBI, and it's wrong. And there needs to be a complete house cleaning that happens at the FBI.
Are y'all going to be able to do that when you retake the Senate?
I think we need to fight to do that. We need to fight to have real oversight.
Right. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Sure.
Yeah.
Now, I think that that's a undercover left-winger that goes in there. This group called the Undercurrent, they try to be like Project Veritas for liberals, but they can't because Republicans aren't con men and liars that cheat, lie, and steal, and then you can catch them admitting it behind the scenes. They're just mostly upright, upstanding people. Pussies, maybe, but they're actually better people than Democrats. Project Veritas exists because Democrats and liberals are liars and con men. So you catch them behind the scenes admitting the truth. But the Undercurrent thinks that that hurts Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz calling for the abolishment of the FBI. Yeah! I celebrate that from Ted Cruz. Thank you, Undercurrent, for getting Ted Cruz to admit that. Thank you very much.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world are up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com at a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide. Not just on terrible food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at preparetoday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for terrible food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Live from the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
I've got a whole stack of news here. Not only do we have radical liberals sexually grooming children in the classrooms, we now have multiple stories where they're actually engaging in sexual acts with the students. And then the liberals on the school board cover it up, and then later they get hired to work on Democrat Party campaigns. Who knows? You protect a pedophile, you might be the next Supreme Court justice, as long as you're a good liberal Democrat. And so Sarah Gonzalez from The Blaze has been covering this a lot, specifically what's going on in Texas. Now, Sarah, I find this hilarious here. As if this is somehow there needs to be a debate about this. Franklin High School teacher's lesson stirs up debate. A debate about what? Texas high school teacher tells students not to judge pedophiles who sexually abuse five-year-olds. Franklin High School teacher's lesson on sex with five-year-old viral video sparks row. So apparently we're supposed to debate this? We're supposed to debate whether teachers sexually grooming and raping children is a good thing. Apparently this is a debate, Sarah.
Yeah, it's really sad to see, Owen, how far we've come in this matter. I mean, you know, there were a lot of people whenever we talked about the gay marriage issue who said this is a slippery slope. And before you know it, they're going to be trying to, you know, make us empathetic towards pedophiles. And here we are, and we're having this conversation about whether or not we should sexualize children. We're having this conversation about whether or not children can consent to not only sexual acts, but also mutilating their own genitals. And we're having a conversation about changing the terminology of pedophiles to calling them minor attracted persons, again, to create that empathy. You have empathy for this person because, I mean, they can't help it. Owen, they can't help themselves. They are attracted to minors. It is something that they cannot control. And what happens next, they also cannot control. So, you know, it's really sad to see. I think there are a lot of people who should feel very vindicated for whatever it's worth, which is not much, but feel very vindicated in knowing that they were correct when they said this is a slippery slope. This is where it's going to lead. And here we are. And it's really sad, especially for people like me who have children. I mean, we are raising the next generation, and the amount of shielding that we're having to do for our children to make sure that they are not affected by all of these radical, you know, pedophiles and these radical perverted people is just, it's really, really sad. I went to I went undercover to a drag show here in Texas over the weekend. And it was, here's the footage, you're showing it now. It was really, really perverse what we saw. Children tipping drag queens, often force-fed dollars by their mothers so that they could tip these drag queens on tables. So we're talking about a grown man in a skirt, a very short skirt, standing on a table where there was a young girl just underneath who was able to look up the skirt. So it's just, it's really scary what's happening, especially in Texas. And I think there are a lot of people who have taken for granted that Texas would just always be conservative and red, and that's just where you could go, and didn't pay any attention to all of these left-leaning radical Democrats from California and other places who were moving here. And here we are, and I witnessed it with my own eyes. It was disgusting. It was perverted. There are so many aspects, Owen, that I could get into with you about this, quote, family-friendly drag show. But I think that it's really sad that there are any parents in this society who are willing to put this on their children.
Well, and just to add some evidence to what you're talking about, there was a couple that moved to Austin, Texas from California, obviously because they wanted to escape the hellhole that Democrats made in California. And then they gave $5 million, I think that was the number, to Beto O'Rourke's campaign because they didn't get it yet, because they're not bright people. Obviously, they're Democrats. Mm-hmm. But I want to get back into the issue where they want to change the terminology and call them MAPS. But you just talked about, you know, people are saying it's time for the mama bears to step up. And I'm seeing the mama bears step up. I think we are seeing a lot of action being taken. It's sad that it's women that have to take this leadership role, because let's say that you take your kids to the park and they're playing around in the park and some dude shows up in a tutu and a wig with fake breasts and starts dancing and gyrating for children on the pole. I mean, I'm not demanding people be violent, but I mean, let's be clear. I think a father might be inclined to give that guy a knuckle sandwich and put his head in the dirt.
Mm. Yeah, you know, there are two aspects at play here. You mentioned the mothers, who there are mama bears who are standing up. There are also, unfortunately, at that packed, Owen. This you can see it right here in the video. It was packed. It was so packed that they were over fire code. They admitted to me personally that they were violating fire code. Now, we called the cops, but did the cops do anything? No, of course not. So this was an event that was packed. There was overflow. And obviously, a lot of mama bears consenting to it, but the amount of fathers that were in attendance at this event was the most appalling thing to me about the event. All of the children that I saw that were tipping, that were taking pictures, that were clapping along, all had fathers standing there going along with it, clapping along with them. There's one right there, a father taking the picture with his two young daughters and his wife, with these grown men dressed as women trying to sexualize his children. I don't know if it's all the soy in the food, but I don't know what the hell has happened with American men and how they are standing by. I get it that white liberal women are mentally ill. I get that. But what about the dads? Why are the dads not stepping up? Are they so whipped and brainwashed by their wives that they just can't stand to step up? I don't know what it is. Maybe you can shed some light on it, but it has to change. The dads have to be stepping up. I said, I don't understand with what I was witnessing how there was not a group of dads in the community who said, hell no, we're not going to let this happen. We're going to go in and we're going to disrupt the event and we're going to shut this thing down. Obviously not with violence or anything like that, but you go in and you let your voices be heard. And that didn't happen. So it's appalling to me that it has to be the group of moms that are standing up, that are protesting across the street. Where in the hell are the fathers?
Well, it's a shame that you're asking me for clarification on that issue, because that's what I was going to ask you next. It doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, the one thing you hinted at, and maybe that's it. Are they just so whipped by their wives? Are they just so controlled by their wives? Are they just so cucked? Or, I mean, are they filled with the soy? I mean, I can't figure it any other way. It doesn't make any sense. I mean, I guess it might be one thing if, like, the mom took her daughter to one of these things, maybe, but it's like, oh, it's a family event, and I want my son to look at a dude dressed like a woman flashing his trouser snake in front of little girls.
Yeah, I mean, I do think there is something to be said for, you know, radical feminism and the fact that we have emasculated our men and made our women more masculine. So the women are likely, you know, running the show. The women are the masculine figures and the men are very emasculated all the time by their wives and therefore just kind of go along to get along with the wives. But you have to think that there would be a certain point in their brain where they would click and their defense mechanism would come up and their protection mechanism would come up and they would say, I can't let you do this to my child anymore. Because used to, especially at the drag show over in Dallas at the gay bars, we would at least see that it was just single moms. It just appeared to be these moms that were doing this to their young boys because, you know, they had a vendetta against their ex-husband and wanted to, you know, trans their kids. Well, now that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing these dads go along with it. And I can't help but think that it must just be these emasculated, feminized men that were confusing to make them think that their masculine is toxic and they shouldn't have it on display anymore. And here we are, and the dads are just allowing this. They're subjecting their children to it, and they're going along with these monstrosities that's going to affect their children for a very, very, very long time, you know, if their children survive this, because, of course, a lot of times they change them into trans, and then they end up harming themselves.
And maybe, too, as I was just looking at some of this footage, it looks like some of these fathers are really enjoying the show.
Yes.
One guy was trying to get the upskirt. He really had a nice smile on his face, kind of like Joe Biden in a child classroom. So maybe there's an element here that they're just not getting any gratification from their wives, and they think this is like the only hope I have of, I guess, maybe getting like some skin time. I mean, I don't know. But there's no doubt. Here's one aspect of it, and we'll talk on this after the break. The one aspect that I think is obvious is that they just want to rub our face in it. Half of the motivation of this is just to rub it in our face, own conservatives, own Christians, own Americans. That's why when there's street preachers out at these gay pride events, these gay men go and gyrate and strip and make out and rub their genitals on the street preacher just to rub it in his face.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC. Great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Gonzalez is our guest. She's a host at Blaze TV. The news and why it matters. And it does matter. And one of the things that I actually was getting messages in the break, people were saying, Owen, one of the reasons why parents are afraid to speak out against the trans agenda because they get threatened by liberals that they're going to send CPS to take their kids and they're going to lose parental rights. And so there's definitely an aspect of that happening, Sarah. I don't know if you have any more personal experience with that or, you know, other parents that have said that. So I want to talk on that, why parents are so afraid to speak out against this agenda in the classrooms, in the hospitals. But first, do you agree? I think 50% of the motivational factor to these events, and that's why there's all the hoopla, that's why there's all the hype, that's why there's all the media. Sexualizing and grooming kids is a get conservative moment for the left. They really view this as a let's stick it to conservatives, let's stick it to Christians, let's stick it to Republicans. By grooming children? By sexualizing children? Like, if you can't take a look in the mirror and realize that you have fallen way far from the moral compass, that you have fallen into the depths of evil, that you're going to use children to stick it to conservatives. But that's what I see going on. I see it at these events. I see it at the gay pride parades. Half of the motivational factor here is let's be as flagrantly abusive of children, flagrantly as sexual deviant as possible in public, because that'll own the conservatives. Do you agree with that?
I do. I absolutely do. It has become own the cons to the extent that we will ruin our own children, too, by the way. I mean, I think that that's important to point out. We're not even just talking about someone else's children. You have liberal families, liberal moms and dads who are willing to sacrifice their own children at the altar of their religion, which, as we all know, is their political ideology, especially when you talk about the LGBTQIA apostrophe plus semicolon crowd. This is their religion. They live and die for this particular ideology. So I guess it should come as no surprise that they are willing to commit child sacrifice in order to achieve their goals. But I also think the other part of it is that we've allowed them to gain so much traction. We've allowed them to control so much of the conversation. We've completely given up our power. And I do understand what you're talking about and what the viewers out there, you know, they feel trapped because you're either going to have CPS called on you or you're going to be, you know, found out as a red hat wearer and get fired from your job or whatever the case may be. But I think that in that moment, we really are giving up our power. I think we saw that during COVID. I think we see this during the LGBTQ conversation. I think we're seeing it over and over again, that people are forgetting that there are a lot more of us out there than we realize because we're all so afraid to speak up. I mean, imagine, if you will, if we would have just spoken up against all of the mask mandates and the vaccine mandates. And I know I'm kind of getting going to another topic here, but it's all related. Imagine if we had spoken up and enough of us had said, no, I'm not going to get the damn shot. Enough of the nurses at the hospital said, no, I'm not going to get the damn shot. And they all walked out and there were no nurses to treat any patients. What do you think the hospitals would have done? It's the same thing in this instance. There are enough of us. We have the power, but we're just giving it away because we're too scared.
Well, and this goes back to what you said at the beginning here. Because people didn't speak out about the gay agenda, now here we are, and they properly pose themselves saying, look, if you don't like this, you're a bigot. And people don't want to be called a bigot. They don't want to be called a racist. They don't want to be referred to as that. So they just kind of let their guard down and they just said, fine, if gay people want to get married, no big deal, no skin off my nose, whatever. I'm not going to fight this. I'm not going to be called a bigot. I'm not going to be called a homophobe. Not realizing at the time that was just pushing you down that slippery slope, pushing our culture, pushing our civilization down that slippery slope. We thought, all right, fine, whatever. Gay marriage, leave us alone. Have your gay marriage. We're done with it. We're not going to debate you anymore. Now they are having us debate whether they should be not just sexually grooming kids in the classroom, but folks actually having sex acts with kids. I mean, that's the debate they want to have. We're teachers, liberal teachers, having sex with the students. But, you know, here's what I think is sad about this. Why couldn't, and we are kind of getting off onto another lane, but it, like you said, it's all connected. Well, why wouldn't more nurses stand up and refuse to take the vaccine? Or why wouldn't more workers in government stand up and refuse to take the vaccine? Our country has been under such attack and such sabotage for so long that the majority of Americans are now living paycheck to paycheck, and they feel they can't. They feel they can't take that risk because if they don't have their job next week, they're not paying their bills. And so, you know, it's we have so many problems right now that are just all cascading down on us. And it's the most frustrating part is that we're refusing to address the root cause of any of it. And we have to sit here and debate whether or not kids should be sexualized in classrooms instead of looking up and saying, that's not a debate, that's criminal. Let's have an actual debate about why our country is in such a bad state. No, now we're having to debate whether or not you should be sexually grooming children in hospitals. That's the left putting us in their debate arena once again.
Yeah, I mean, it's because they have been the ones who have controlled the narrative for so long. And so they were able to push and push and push. And now we're constantly on the defense. And they've done a really great job, by the way, of infiltrating the classrooms, of making sure that it's all of them that are infiltrating the education system, academia, the medical community. They have done a very slow and incremental move where they have just very slowly and methodically infiltrated themselves into all of these places. And to that extent that I saw so many teachers at this drag show event for kids, at this family friendly event. I sat next to a public school teacher, which it was a male who was married, but he was there by himself because his wife didn't want to come. So try to work that one out in your head. But I was sitting next to him, and he was talking about all of these right-wing people. He
did
had
he have monkeypox?
Right-
Sounds like he might have had monkeypox.
I don't know. I didn't want to get close enough to find out. But he's talking about all of these right-wing nut jobs who, you know, these parents who come in and actually think that they want to, you know, that they should have a say in their child's curriculum and how horrible they were. And the other lady next to me was agreeing and saying she has so many friends who are educators who, you know, have really seen it's the conservatives who are now infiltrating the school boards. I would say we're taking it back, but that's a whole nother story. But the amount of teachers, there was one point where one of the drag queens said he used to be a teacher. He taught high school. He taught history. He taught all of these things. And they asked how many teachers were in the house. And there were a ton. I mean, it was raucous applause. Our friend Taylor Hansen, he was over there at the event with me, and he actually got voice recording of a teacher talking about, you know, she said that she was with Keller ISD School District, and she said that there were ton of teachers that were there, and they were just trying to keep it on the down low, and they had to remove some posts on their social media, but they were all banding together, and they were all showing up to this event in support of it, and these are the people who are teaching the next generation. They have done this on purpose, Owen, because they know if they can control the minds of the youth, they can control everything.
Well, and you think about the classroom. It's obviously, you know, the trust we put in teachers is about as big as a trust we put into any individual, any worker. And it's a very compromising situation. You leave your kids with this individual all day. And you know what? I know plenty of people that love kids in a wholesome way. They love kids. They like uplifting kids. And they like seeing kids grow and become better people. And those are the people that become teachers. But see, now you realize there's another type of person that wants to get into the classroom. And they don't love kids because they love them. They love kids because they're attractive.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globals are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin mineral amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
So they want us to have a debate now whether or not liberals should be allowed to sexually groom and even have sex with kids in the classroom. I'm not even kidding you, folks. This is the debate they want to have after a Franklin High School teacher who was having sexual intercourse with the students got caught, and he was called a pedophile. And the other teacher's saying, don't you dare call him a pedophile. He's a minor attracted person. Pedophiles are too marginalized. Really? People that rape children are marginalized? Probably not marginalized enough. They probably shouldn't even exist, if you catch my drift. But they're there. And so what do you think is behind this new rewording of pedophile? And now they want to say that it's a minor attracted person. What do you think is behind that, Sarah?
Yeah, I mean, obviously they want to invoke some sort of empathy for these people. They want to change the language, as we see them do all the time. This is how they change the narrative. This is how they meet their agenda, is by changing the language. And so instead of calling someone a pedophile, because that has a stigma, this poor pedophile, this poor, you know, kid diddler, might feel offended that you are calling them out on their perversion. And so they need to find something a little bit gentler to say that makes it sound like they don't actually have any control over it. They're just born this way, right? So we're seeing them shift this. We're seeing this change the language simply because these are disgusting people. These are perverted people, and they want to satisfy their fantasies of doing things with young children. It really is as simple as that. And you know, I do think there's also a certain component of this that, again, we talked about them doing this slowly and methodically, and the right just standing back and saying, I don't want to get involved. I want, for whatever reason, some of them, you know, very real reasons, but they said, I don't want to get involved. I'm going to just do my thing with my family, and I'm going to go to work, and I'm going to work hard, and I'm going to come home, and whatever, you know, whoever wants to marry each other, they can do that. Whoever wants to, you know, let me give you this one. Everyone I've talked to, or I should say a lot of people that I've talked to about adult drag shows will say, they always want to preface it and say, I only have a problem if it's under 18, if it's for kids. I don't have a problem with adults going to drag shows. Well, you know what? I do. And I think it's a big problem that nobody has a problem with drag shows. I'm not saying you should go and ban it. I'm not saying you should protest it. But the idea that we should be celebrating, I mean, I couldn't fathom as a woman making money, bringing money to an event, turning around and handing my hard-earned money over to a bunch of grown men who are appropriating my sex and my gender. I just, it boggles the mind why that would be something that would be great. It basically is all of the trans movement, the drag queen movement, all of these things are basically the actual patriarchy. You know, the left insisted that there was this patriarchy for so long. This is the patriarchy. This is women encouraging these grown men to appropriate their gender. This is women giving away their hard-earned money to men simply for impersonating them. It is so wild to me that this is acceptable in society and everyone goes along with it and goes and has, you know, champagne and mimosas and kicks back and enjoys it and smiles and laughs. And I'm going, how the hell did we even get here? I mean, maybe I'm a prude, Owen, but it feels a lot like we just had this thing where we go, you know what? I'm okay with it as long as it's not for kids. And they knew, the left knew, if they could get us used to this, if they could normalize this kind of behavior, that eventually they could trickle it down to the children. And now we're seeing that happen in the schools.
Well, there's no doubt the crossroads of Christianity in the West and freedom in the West left kind of a void where we do respect freedom and we are tolerant. So we let our culture kind of degrade itself, and we let the Cardi B's and the Megan the Stallions become, and the Kim Kardashians become role models for our little girls, because we believe in freedom and freedom of choice. And that does come with consequences. But I think that the proper measurement, hey, you know what? We're going to be Christians. We have our values, but we also appreciate freedom. We realize how important that is for the prosperity of our country. But you know, when you talk about the issue of men dressing like women, how is it any different than blackface? I'm yet to see a legitimate explanation for that, because, I mean, God knows if you do blackface, unless you're a liberal Democrat, Jimmy Kimmel, Justin Trudeau, you can do blackface all day long. What's the host, Joy Bayark, she can do blackface. A man pretending to be a woman, though, that's not offensive at all. I don't see, if anything, it's more offensive, because it's not like people in blackface are going out actually pretending to be black to make money. These are men actually pretending to be women to make money.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I used the term appropriating our gender on purpose, because I'm using the less language. This is the less owned language. You are not allowed to, as you pointed out, you're not allowed to do blackface. You're not allowed to, dress as a certain, you know, maybe I remember a story a while back of a girl that went to prom and wore a Japanese style outfit, but she wasn't Japanese, and she was making headlines for this. I mean, you're not allowed to eat certain food that is outside your culture. Everything is cultural appropriation, yet somehow we have these people, these men, who are profiting off of impersonating women, and they are appropriating our gender. And
weirdly enough, women are just celebrating it. They're willing to fund it. It is the wildest thing that I have ever seen. And like I said, I'm not saying I'm trying to take away an adult's freedom to go to a drag show, but I'm saying it should be something that they should do in secret because they know that society will be disgusted with them. That's how I feel about it. And the fact that the women have cheered this on. The women are cheering on the sexualization of their own young girls, of their own young boys, is just absolutely reprehensible.
Yeah, I agree. Kim Kardashian has every right to slut it up and become a billionaire. Perfectly fine. And I have every right to say that she's a horrible influence on little girls. That's how this goes. But, you know, getting back to the change of the verbology here, or the words here, where they want to consider it a minor attracted person because too much of a stigma comes along with pedophile. Okay, fine. You know what? I'll even humor you, and I'll go into that arena for a debate. We have all kinds of problems in this country. We have problems with alcohol abuse and alcoholics and drug abuse and sex addicts and all this stuff. And what do? We say, you have a problem. You need help. You have a mental disorder, or you have a physical disorder and a reliance on a chemical that's bad for you. You need to address that, and you need help, and you need to get that under control. So if and I'm humoring here, if you want to say minor attracted person is a mental disorder, I don't know what it's like to be a minor attracted person. Okay, I'm not even going to try. So I can't relate to that. But okay, let's say that's a real thing and you can't help it. Well, just like somebody that's an alcoholic or a drug abuser or a gambling addict, you need help and you need to put that under control. So this would be like you showing up to Alcoholics Anonymous and we give you a keg of beer. You show up to a sex addicts meeting and we bring you three hookers. No, if you're a minor attracted person, we're not putting you in the classroom. We're not putting you at drag queen story time. We're getting you away from children.
Yeah, and I think it goes back to what we were talking about earlier with the medical community. They have been infiltrated by all of these radicalists, by all of these perverted people, and they are controlling the narrative. They're controlling the narrative when it comes to, you know, what is deemed acceptable and what is deemed a disorder. We've seen them change the manuals that they're using, that they're teaching to all of these psychology students to not include gender dysphoria as a disorder anymore. I mean, we are seeing them change the language in real time so that the medical community will accept this as normalized and push this oftentimes on teens, on people. I mean, all of their agenda is being purported through the medical community. And so it's difficult to see how we navigate back to this because they will always have an expert to back up what they are saying. I just do want to point out, though, Owen, touch on something that you said earlier. It is a fact that dead pedophiles do not reoffend.
Well, that is a fact. I don't think you can deny that. And that's, folks, again, this is the most heinous crime you can commit is a sexual act against a child. And the fact that we're sitting here acting like, oh, you're a poor victim, you're marginalized because you're sexually abusing children, I mean, that just shows you were total Twilight Zone. One segment left with Sarah Gonzalez. Don't go anywhere.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's bestwheyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural... You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Segment left with our guest, Sarah Gonzalez. She's a host over at The Blaze, host of The News and Why It Matters. You can follow her on Twitter right there, at Sarah Gonzalez TX. Sarah, here's the big final question I have for you, and we can hone in on this question with the topic that we've been discussing in this hour with the clear sexual grooming of children going on, the clear promotion of pedophilia that's going on. But the question I have for you really expands to everything else. So if you want to answer it on the subject material and then expand afterwards, feel free. The question is, let's say you see your school sexually grooming kids, doing the gay pride stuff, everything else. You have a choice. Do you leave the school or do you fight? Do you leave that community that's becoming blue and crime-ridden and socialist, or do you stay and fight? It just expands as you get from the local level to the national level. But, I mean, isn't that the existential question that we all have right now as Americans? Do I just leave Austin, Texas, and go find a place on a lake or in the woods where there's not going to be a Democrat within 100 miles, thank God? Or do I stay here and try to save American culture and conservative values in these blue cities? But on the school issue, start with that. Do you fight it or do you leave it?
So I think that you can do both at the same time when it comes to the schools. And what I mean by that is I have a little bit of personal experience in this, actually. My older son I had at a charter school. I worked very hard to find this charter school for him because I did not want to put him in regular public school. And I thought that I had a good thing going. I vetted them very heavily, and it turned out through COVID, they went insane. They did the mask mandates when kids went back to school, and I said, there's no way in hell that my son is going to wear a mask. We're not doing this. Then later I found out that they had a Black Lives Matter mural up in the hallway for all the children to see, but that's a different story. So I realized I can't subject my son to this right now. So what I did was we left the school, and I homeschooled him for the entire semester with a newborn, by the way. I was completely unprepared to do it, but I said, it doesn't matter. I have to get my son out of this school, because what they're going to do is going to hurt him. So I left the school. I pulled my son out. I did a stopgap, right? I put a Band-Aid on it. But in the meantime, I still fought. I fought against all of the mask mandates in all of the schools. I fought against the what the school boards were doing in the area. I still fought the school, but I needed to remove my son from the toxic situation. And that's what I would encourage everyone to do, at least when it comes to schools, because I know a lot of people say, trust me, I understand people work very hard. They have long hours. The thought of homeschooling their children sometimes is just, it seems like it can't happen. But if I can do it, I promise you it, there are often times where it is really not that expensive, and it doesn't take the time that public school takes, because you're not a glorified babysitter. You're actually getting the curriculum done. So I would encourage parents to look at that and at least remove their children from the toxic environment while they fight. So I think that you can do both. I would say when it comes to the larger aspect of communities, I would look at, what was it when you moved there? If you live in a place because when you decided to move to that place, or the place had always been like that, because this place had a certain mindset, the community had a certain vibe. I mean, like it or not, I know the left wants to just have this melting pot of all these different people and diversity and all these different things, but that's not how community works. Community has to have cohesive values and cohesive morals. And if you don't have that, you don't have a functional community, which is why we're seeing what we're seeing happening. So I think that it is important that if this is a community that you grew up in, and you look around and you say, I don't recognize this anymore, I think you say and you fight. But you got to remove your kids from the fallout at the schools that they're being taught, right? You always have to protect your children first. I think that you can do that. I think that you can do both while you fight, but you definitely fight to either take back your community, your state, your country in some matters, as obviously we're seeing. But certainly you don't move to a community and then try to change it, as we see the left always do. This is your community. It is yours to take back if you so choose to take back your power. And I think that if we see people go to these school board meetings, if people have to ask themselves, when is the last time I went to a city council meeting? When is the last time I went to a school board meeting? When is the last time that I pushed back? Because I got to tell you, before our friend Alex Stein, there was nobody showing up at these meetings trying to press back on these people. They are not used to it. So there's so much that we can be doing, and we just have to make the time to do it, because it is so, so important that we maintain and take back control of our communities, if not for us, at least for our children.
You know, that's so funny. You mentioned the Alex Stein thing, and you're right. Nobody watches this stuff. In fact, I used to go to, we have the Citizens Communication is what they call it here at the Austin City Council. I used to go to it like once a month, and then by the fourth or fifth time, because I actually would try to be serious and like bring up serious problems so nobody really cares. By the fifth time I was doing it, Mayor Adler here, he wouldn't even show up. He'd leave the room. He'd just leave the room when I would get on the podium because he's such a coward. And then the other city council members ended up following the same suit. So I would be at the podium and there'd only be two members. It was like a 10-member city council here, and only two would be left over. Those are the conservatives that actually want to listen. So I quit doing it because it was a waste of time. But you're right. What was genius about what Stein did is he took the element of comedy and culture jamming and just shoved it in their face. And I would argue that if you combined every city council meeting in the history of this country, and then you combined the views that Alex Stein got at his city council meeting, I think Alex Stein has made more people watch a city council meeting and put more energy and focus on city council meetings than any other person, individual, issue of all time. But doesn't that just show how so much of what our government does, especially at the local level, it's just ceremonious. They get into these positions, they fluff themselves up, they tell their friends how prestigious they are. Look at me, I'm on the city council. Look at me, I've got a big chair and I've got a name placard. Aren't I a big deal? But when it comes to actually showing up, doing a job and taking care of things, they're not there. I think that issue has been highlighted so much now because Stein just goes and does a comedic routine and it's like nothing really changes. They didn't care before, they still don't care after.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And it really is, it's astounding sometimes to watch the disdain on their faces that they have when he is coming up and speaking in front of them. Because, look, I mean, say what you will about Alex's bits. I think they're, as you said, I think that they're genius. I think that they're great. But just the level of disdain that these people have when he comes up and talks to them and they speak to him as if he doesn't have the right to address them because they're just so used to for so long, people just, I mean, they didn't have anyone at these school board meetings, at these city council meetings. They didn't think anyone was paying attention. And I agree with you. They do. They think that this is their, you know, they're in power and they're in control and they've forgotten somewhere along the way that they are supposed to serve the people. The people are not supposed to serve them. But I think that the more pushback that they get, I mean, imagine if there were, you know, maybe comedy isn't your thing, but if there were at least a bunch of Alex Steins or Owen Schwariers who just pack the room, fill the room at every single one of those meetings. Can they walk away from everyone every single time? I would argue that they would be scared of the fallout of doing so because they would see that the tide has turned against them. And so because as we know, these politicians, even down to the local level, all they care about is remaining in office. So if you put the pressure on them enough in numbers and we don't give up our power and we put the pressure on them in droves, they're going to want to get reelected and they're going to, you know, think that the only way that they can do that is to cater to whatever the popular political ideology is. Sadly, I wish that it wasn't that way, but that seems to be what politics has become, is just whoever screams the loudest gets what they want, which is why you see this, how many trans people do we have in this country? It's like a tiny, minute population. Is it even 1%? And they have been able to grab the message and they have been able to drive the narrative because they are the ones screaming the loudest. The squeaky wheel gets the grease. And again, I just think that we've given this up for so long. I know a lot of people feel like there's no hope at all. But I would say if you feel like there's no hope, what's the harm in just taking this last ditch effort, banding together, showing up at these school board meetings, showing up at the city council meetings, showing up at the Capitol, showing up, by the way, to all of these drag shows, even if it's just a protest, whatever. I would encourage everyone to follow my social media because I am we're in the works of creating a nonprofit that is going to mobilize people, parents in these areas, in these communities where these drag shows are happening, and make sure that they can make a difference, whether it be protesting, whether it be infiltrating the event, whether it be, you know, we are going to mobilize parents who are willing and members of the community to actually do something about it.
Yeah, and I would say it's already happening. Just look at all the overturns of the school boards that we've had in the last 2 years when people realized what the left was doing to the education system. And by the way, the trans community is not 1% of 1%. But if they get their way, it will be. Then it'll be 1%. Then it'll be 10%. That's what they're really going for. Sarah Gonzalez, thank you so much. Great stuff. Sarah Gonzalez from Blaze TV, the host of The News and Why It Matters, at Sarah Gonzalez TX on Twitter. Thank you, Sarah.
Thank you.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.